Ramsey TV.
Just trying to tell you who you're dealing with here, folks. The guy on this side of the microphone, after all, according to a coffee mug that was made for me by Elaine in the body of Christ. Look at this. I am the second idiot in heaven. That's me, Martin Zender, the second idiot in heaven. As you know, Apostle Paul's the first, which is also the name of my book, The First Idiot in Heaven. If you don't have that, go to martinzender.com. This book will explain why the Bible seems to contradict itself but doesn't, and it will explain to you why you have a celestial destiny. You're not going to inherit the earth. Therefore, you don't have to be meek. The meek inherit the earth. Idiots inherit heaven. Get your copy today. This is Martin Zender. You are at MZTV. Crazily enough, I am the world's most outspoken Bible scholar. And this exists in spite of the fact that even though I have mad gifts given me by God, I do some incredibly, incredibly stupid things. And I'm going to share three of those things with you here today so that you know who you're dealing with. But first, I'm going to read a passage of Scripture to you. You might be familiar with it. If you're not, well, hang on to your pride, because you might be losing it here in a second. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. For the stupidity of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Well, that includes women, I hate to tell you. In the Concordant, it's really humans, but I think this translation is a little bit sexist here. But back in the day, that wasn't a consideration, sorry. Verse 26, for you are observing your calling, brethren, that there are not many wise according to the flesh, not many powerful, not many noble, but the stupidity of the world God chooses. So far, if I had been in the Corinthian ecclesia and Paul was writing to me, and this letter is being read by the chief of the ecclesia, who was the main coffee maker, the person whose house opened up for the meetings, I'd be excited, like, we've been doing pretty good. We're soldiers in the great war of truth and the information war. And then this gets read. Observe your calling, brethren. Yeah. There are not many wise among you. Huh? What? Not many noble. What do you mean, not many noble? But the stupidity of the world God chooses. Consider your calling, brethren. It's obviously God chooses the stupidity of the world. Okay, what else you got to say, Paul? Well, he does choose the stupidity that he may be disgracing the wise, and the weakness of the world God chooses. Weakness, stupidity, that he may be disgracing the strong, and the ignoble and the contemptible. Talk about passive aggressive. Paul doesn't say, you people are contemptible. He says, observe your calling. Obviously, God chooses contemptible people. That is passive aggression, the very definition of it. The victims are in Corinth, were in Corinth. Chooses the ignoble, chooses the contemptible, and that which is not. Yet people don't even exist. God chooses what is not. You got to look in the mirror. I'm not? Kind of insulting. That he should be disgracing, discarding that which is, so that no flesh at all should be boasting in God's sight. Well, my flesh can't boast in God's sight. I'm going to share three accounts with you of just how stupid I am. It was high school, my senior year. And in your senior year, you were given what was called senior privilege. And senior privilege meant that you could go outside during your senior study hall. Our high school was beautiful. Canton, Ohio, Canton Central Catholic High School, right there on West Tuscarora Street, which was the old Lincoln Highway. And so there was nice grounds, nice greenery, shrubs, bushes, trees. There's nice places to hang out. So it was a spring day. It was kind of cool. The kids were out there, and it got warm as the study hall went on. People were throwing their jackets on the ground. And anyway, the bell rang, time to go back in. So I'm heading back in with the rest of them. People are grabbing their coats. And I'm looking on the ground, and there's a coat left. Somebody forgot their coat. So I'm watching all my classmates walk in. And go, hey, somebody forgot their coat. They looked back and just they kept going. Somebody forgot their coat. Idiots. They just kept walking. I said, huh? When they get to their locker at the end of school, they'll figure it out. Be coming back for their coat. I'll just leave it right where I found it. So I went to my locker after school, and my coat wasn't there. True story. All right. Here's a couple modern stories for you, in case you think I've developed over the years. I run 8 miles every morning, and I have my favorite spot. See, this is kind of embarrassing, but it's human. I have my favorite spots where I pee. I have to pee. I have to urinate. I have to empty the bladder because I drink a lot of water before I leave, and it takes me a couple hours or more to run. I take a couple breaks. I got to pee. And the facility, there's no facilities laid out for my convenience. So there's one stretch at the end, the last 2 miles, where I'm coming down 3rd Street, having turned left on 3rd Street from Los Olas Boulevard, and there's nothing on that stretch. But the terrible fact is that's where I usually have to go the most. So I found this. There's an old building, and there's a big bush in front of it. It's a nice little cubby in there. So I go in that cubby, and that's where I pee. It's so delicious. It's like my spot. I just go in there just like, ah, oh, yeah. That's so awesome. So I've been doing that for years, actually. My favorite spot. So it was a really hot day this summer, and I went in there to do my thing, and I'm going, Jesus, there must be some homeless people living back here or something. It stinks. Not until I was a quarter mile down the road did I realize, oh. Story number three. This is like last week. I went out to get cigarettes, a pack of cigarettes, American Spirit, green, menthol. I don't understand why anyone smokes if it's not menthol. I just started smoking, as you know, 2 years ago, recreationally. Maybe it's 3 years. Why smoke if it's not menthol? I don't get it. Anyway, so I'm out. So I drive to the little store up the road here on 4th Street and make my purchase. I'm driving home. I pull in the driveway. I look in my console right next, you know, in between the front car seats, and there's a pack of cigarettes there. I'm thinking to myself, why did I even go to buy a pack of cigarettes? I already had a pack. It was not until I was ready to get out of the car that I realized that was the pack that I just bought. Does God call the unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid? You tell me.